What is going on, all you good brothers and sisters out there? It is me, it is Sunny Salem. Welcome to episode number 42 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. I know you guys are looking for your impact review, but we're gonna start off with a couple little news items. This one, the first one, is totally unrelated to impact, but I woke up this morning to see that unfortunately Pat Patterson has passed away. Wow, what a tremendous loss to the wrestling community. I think it's fair to say everyone is taking this a little bit hard because he was such an integral part of WWE for such a long time. And all I can really say is rest in peace, good sir. Your legacy will definitely live on. Next, though, we'll go into another sad news item, and it is regarding Impact. Former Impact competitor Jimmy Rave has announced that he got an infection in his arm, and unfortunately they're gonna have to amputate it, thus ending his wrestling career. Now, Jimmy Rave is someone who was really talented. He worked in Ring of Honor. He was part of the Embassy for a while. He was also in TNA. He was part of the Rock and Rave Infection with Lance Hoyt and Christy Hemme. Just really terrible. Really terrible news that really sucks. Regardless how you feel about him, you never want anything like that to happen to someone. So my thoughts are with him during this rough time. Also, another interesting news item coming out of Impact is the fact that at their last round of tapings, they had a positive COVID test, and it has come to light that Impact hasn't been doing full-on COVID testing. They've just been using temperature checks at this point. This was definitely bound to happen. It's unfortunate. A lot of the talent is very upset because they don't know who this person is. They management aren't telling anybody. I guess they all travel together quite often. So there's a lot of people that are not too happy right now with Impact. So it's definitely something worth taking note of. But let's get into last night's episode. It was the Impact episode for December 1st, 2020. And we started off with a memoriam to Bob Ryder. He was someone who worked backstage for Impact for quite some time. They said he fulfilled a number of roles backstage, but he really focused on the traveling aspects and coordinating everything for everyone. He was well-loved, well-respected, and with his cancer diagnosis years ago, they gave him only like 6 months, and he made it like, I think, like 6 or 8 years after his diagnosis. So that's pretty incredible. Again, thoughts go out to Bob Ryder and his family and everyone affected by that. Wow, a lot of really shitty news this week, unfortunately. We started off this episode, though, with the Motor City Machine Guns versus Triple XL. The Machine Guns are on the attack right at the start. What is interesting here is Madison Rain on commentary is like, shouldn't Larry D be in jail right now? Kind of makes sense. It was his alter ego, Lawrence D, that shot Johnny Bravo, but apparently there's no repercussion. That's a little bit sloppy, I think, in the storytelling. That's a little bit sloppy for sure. I totally agree with Madison Rain there. At different points, both Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley try to slam AC Romero. Nope, not happening. But then they start double teaming him. Alex Shelley, of course, gets isolated and he starts taking a beating. Same thing happens to Chris Sabin. Then the Motor City Machine Guns double suplex AC Romero. They then take down Larry D with a neck breaker slam combo and they pick up the win. I thought this was a really good opener for sure. The Motor City Machine Guns can literally wrestle anybody and make them look great. Fairly fast paced match, I think. And I really enjoyed it as the opener. And I liked, like last week, the Motor City Machine Guns laid out their plan. So this was good to see them get a step further, their ultimate goal here. Next, we went to Sami Callihan and Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock, they are stopped by Scott D'Amore and the security outside. D'Amore says that they crossed the line last week with Eddie Edwards and D'Lo Brown. He says that Ken Shamrock is suspended for 30 days. Sami Callihan says, it's okay. You're a legend, Ken. You deserve a vacation and I'll set it up for you. Ken says when he comes back, he'll be putting his hands on someone. Sami Callihan says to Scott D'Amore, you're lucky I'm in a good mood tonight. I expected repercussions from last week. I get that Ken Shamrock was suspended due to putting his hands on an official that being D'Lo Brown. However, I mean, Sammy Callahan probably should have been suspended too. His attack was much more vicious. So it was a little bit surprising to me that Sammy Callahan had no repercussions whatsoever. Next, we go to Johnny Bravo backstage and he confronts Larry D and he's like, why aren't you in jail right now? Tommy Dreamer comes and breaks them up and tells Johnny Bravo he'll arrest Larry D. Larry D says, under what authority? And Tommy Dreamer shows them a badge. AC Romero's like, you're not a real cop. And Dreamer's like, I wasn't a real judge, a real prosecutor, a real road warrior, but I'm going with it. Larry D says he was set up. And Tommy Dreamer says, come downtown to the station. Larry D goes to leave with him. And then he takes him out. And Triple XL leave. Johnny Bravo returns and finds Tommy Dreamer on the ground. And he is screaming no. He is freaking out that Tommy Dreamer has been attacked. I don't know what to make of this segment here. They're like, I don't get it. Larry or Lawrence D shot someone, placed someone in a medically induced coma, and he's just walking around being a fucking asshole. It just doesn't really make sense to me. And I don't know what Tommy Dreamer's going to do to hold him accountable. Yeah, I don't know about this, guys. Next, we go into our Knockouts Tag Team Title Tournament. It is Renee Michelle and Killer Kelly versus Jordynne Grace and Jazz. So I haven't seen Jazz in a really long time in the ring. She came down wearing a mask to the ring. And when she removed it, she's bald now. And I don't know. I didn't expect that. I don't know why. I don't know. It's not the Jazz I remember, I guess. Jordynne Grace and Killer Kelly with a fast-paced start to the match. Lots back and forth. Renee Michelle and Killer Kelly gain control mid-match. They are isolating Jordynne Grace and they are making a lot of quick tags. Jazz takes out both Renee Michelle and Killer Kelly. She looks pretty good in the ring, I have to say. Killer Kelly with a headbutt and a drop kick. She goes for a pin, but Jordynne Grace is way too close to the ropes. Way too close. It was kind of dumb, actually, because I mean, literally, like, she hooked her leg and her leg was like on the rope when she hooked it. I found that to be quite ridiculous. Jordynne Grace with the Grace driver to Killer Kelly. Renee Michelle breaks up the pin. Jazz goes after Killer Kelly and doesn't realize that she's not legal. Renee Michelle tries to get the advantage here and tries to hit Jazz. She gets caught. Jazz slams her and picks up the win for both her and Jordynne Grace. They are advancing in the tag team title tournament. Jazz was quite happy about this. I mean, it makes sense. I really see Jordynne Grace and Jazz going far in this tournament. I don't know if they deserve the titles, but we're just going to have to watch and see. This was an okay match. It was a good showing for Renee Michelle and Killer Kelly, who haven't had a lot of exposure on Impact. Jordynne Grace kicking ass again. And then you have the added benefit of Jazz in there, who we haven't seen in a long time. So pretty good match. I'm not going to complain too much about that. Next, we go into our Impact flashback moment of the week. It is from Final Resolution 2010. It is the tag team champions Motor City Machine Guns versus Generation Me, aka the Young Buck. They are competing in, I guess, a ladder match because the titles are hung up there. There's tons of ladders and tables in the ring. They have the ladder set up and then like the table on top of the ladders. Nick Jackson, or Jeremy Buck, takes out Chris Sabin with a chair. Matt Jackson, or Max Buck, spits in Chris Sabin's face. That was a little bit much, I think. Alex Shelley with sliced bread through the table to Nick Jackson. Chris Sabin and Matt Jackson are on top of the table, on top of the ladders. They each have a chair and they start hitting each other's chair. Chris Sabin is able to toss Matt Jackson off onto another table set up in the ring, and Sabin pulls the titles down. Just from this little snippet of action, you could see the talent TNA had back in the day. It's really weird to hear the Young Bucks referred to as Generation Me now. It's so long ago, and the Young Bucks have become so established that to hear them called by different names like Jeremy and Max, it's just weird. I don't know, but just goes to showcase the talent, like I said, that Impact or TNA did have back in the day. Next, we see Ethan Page with Josh Alexander backstage. He's like, yes, everyone saw me lose to Swoggle. Everyone loves messing with me, whether it's management, the matchmakers, but I've got a plan to fix it all. Carl Anderson, why do you think it's me that took out Doc Gallows? I didn't. Carl, you can fix it all at Final Resolution. You can get your revenge. If I win, you're going to give us a title shot. Also, you'll also get one of these kicks. And he kicks the air doing his Karate Man persona. Josh Alexander's in the background shaking his head. And he's like, Carl, yes or no? I don't know what's going on with the North. They're like such a great team. And you can just see that I think the end is near. And it fucking sucks. I have to say, I know Ethan Page's contract is coming up, and I'm sure there's tons of companies that would love to get their hands on him. But shit, that is definitely going to be a huge blow to Impact if he leaves. I'm personally not ready for it. I want the North to stay together. Next, we go to Alicia Edwards looking around the corner in the hallway. Tennille Dashwood and Caleb with a K come up to her, and Tennille's like, look, you finally have a friend. Are you listening to me? Because her and Caleb are just talking all this nonsense. Alicia sees Sami Callihan and attacks him. Security pulls her off him, and Alicia tells Sami she's gonna kill him. Tennille and Caleb are like, okay, we're gonna see you later. Like, they don't want any part of that. It's always interesting that Alicia always seems to want to kick people's ass that hurt her husband. I mean, I would totally be the same, I think, if someone attacked my husband. But it's just, she does this a lot, and it's kind of funny, I have to say. Next up, we have a match. It's Johnny Swinger versus Cody Deaner with Cousin Jake. The match starts off, and then Eric Young and Joe Doring come down, and they take out Cousin Jake and Cody Deaner. Johnny Swinger tries to high-five them, but Joe Doring powerbombs Johnny Swinger, and Eric Young pile-drives Cody Deaner. EY grabs the mic and he says, this will continue and it will go on until your eyes are open. We are the cure and the sickness is everywhere. This world belongs to us. It doesn't belong to you. So this is interesting. They're still just running around attacking anybody. They're going to have a lot of enemies on their hands for sure. Next, we see Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly find Father James Mitchell backstage. Deonna asks, has he done it? And Kimberly says, have you turned Sue into Susie yet? James Mitchell says, you don't know how this process works, do you? It's quite a long process. I don't even have Sue yet, and she doesn't really hang out in the halls. Deonna Purrazzo says she'll head to the ring and for James Mitchell to be ready. Oh, chicks, you don't know what you're getting yourselves into. God, this is going to be interesting. Next, we go to Cody Deaner and Cousin Jake breaking out backstage. Cody Deaner says, Eric Young is treating us like curtain jerkers. Cousin Jake says, we're Deaners and we always get back up. Cody Deaner says, this is personal. Eric Young was on my first day in wrestling school. He was there. He was my riding partner. I'm going to show him I'm not a nobody. Oh, Cody Deaner, bad move. You're going to get fucked up. Anyways, next we go to Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly. They head down to the ring. Deonna says that Sue has been haunting us, but that ends tonight. If she wants her rematch, she better come to the ring right now. Sue Young comes down to the ring, and then we see Father James Mitchell on the ramp. He says, hello, Sue. It's been a while. I really didn't want to do this, but you're trouble. You'll pay for your sins tonight. Then we see all of Sue's dead bridesmaids head down to the ring and surround it. Deonna attacks Sue from behind. Sue fights back and then goes after Kimberly. Deonna stops Sue Young, chokes her before she spits her mist. So Sue's kind of choking on her own poison. She's choked out, and then Deonna hits the Costa Nostra. I'm sorry, I know I'm saying that wrong, but every time I write it, it just, I don't know what else to say about that. She hits that. It's basically a gotch pile driver. And then the bridesmaids take Sue Young away. Interesting. this is not going to work out well for anybody involved. I have to say, I love seeing Father James Mitchell back. I know I've said that on numerous occasions, but I do because he just brings this element of anything can happen. And I love that. Next, we see Chris Bay backstage. Moose shows up and he's like, I want you to know that what you've been doing has been noticed. Chris Bay says, oh, you want a shot at the title after I win it, right? Moose is like, you're still a kid. I don't finesse. I hurt. Real power is taken. If you win, I'll take the title. Chris Bay is really not sure what to think about this. And it's interesting. We'll see where this goes. Next, we see Gia Miller backstage with Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson says, Ethan Page, you're clearly losing your mind. Are you the karate man? For what you did to the big LG, I accept. You'll see why Impact brought me here. I know you have friends, but I'm a good brother and I've got friends too. Interesting. So that match is going to be happening at Final Resolution on Impact Plus. Next, we go to an X Division title match. It is the champion Rohit Raju versus Crazy Steve. Crazy Steve with two quick near falls right at the start of the match. He gets that upside down on Rohit, bites both Rohit's arms and tries to bite his face. I thought that was pretty funny. I like when Crazy Steve does shit like that. Rohit hits a jumping flatliner for a near fall. Then Rohit bites Crazy Steve in the head, which I like that little bit too. Rohit in control, but Crazy Steve is fighting back. Crazy Steve applies the submission. Rohit is able to make it to the ropes. Rohit stacks up Crazy Steve and holds the ropes to get the win. That little slimy bastard. I gotta say, Rohit does a really good job utilizing anything to get the win. And you know what? He's looking pretty spectacular in the ring as well. Yeah, he's really improved. He's doing really well. And I really like Crazy Steve, so I like this match. Next, we see Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz backstage. They say they're ready for the tag team titles. Tasha Steelz like, what's better than the titles? This money. Fala Ba interrupts and he's like, Gucci? Because that's what Kira Hogan told him. She said Gucci meant that they were good. He's like, we are not Gucci. You stole my money. And Tasha Steelz says, where's the proof? Fala Ba's like, I saw the video on Twitter and I actually retweeted it. Kira Hogan's like, we don't have it on us. We'll have it next week. You know damn well they won't. They had the money on them. Yeah. Like I said, so many times. I am so over this money thing. I don't fucking care. I really don't. Next, though, Johnny Swinger walks up after getting the beat down. And he's like, have you Brizods ever heard of the Johnny Swinger 2-for-1 special? Tasha Steelz says, whose uncle is this? And they take off. That was funny. That kind of saved the segment, in my opinion. Next, we see Crazy Steve upset backstage. TJP walks up to comfort him. Crazy Steve says, I didn't know Impact hired blind refs too. Brian Myers walks in and he's like, you thought this plan would work? It's a blind circus clown as the ex-champ? No. TJP tells him to lay off, challenges Brian Myers to a match. Brian Myers is like, you want to be next on my list? Fine. So that's interesting. We're going to be seeing that match coming up as well. I think Brian Myers might have a harder time with TJP than he's anticipating. Just saying. Next up, though, was our main event of the evening. It was Chris Bay versus Willie Mack. Chris Bay slaps Willie Mack. Willie Mack returns that slap so fucking hard. Ouch. Willie Mack with the Fez press and starts dropping huge bombs, similar to what Moose has been doing to him. So that's pretty interesting to see. He hits a backbreaker on the apron to Chris Bay. Chris Bay starts working on Willie Mack's knee. He hits a nice Canadian destroyer for a near fall. I'm always upset when a Canadian destroyer doesn't get the pin because it should definitely get the fucking pin. Chris Bay then slaps Willie Mack again. Willie Mack snaps and he delivers a huge shot and a stunner and he picks up the victory. Moose comes down and hits the lights out spear to Willie Mack. Impact champion Rich Swann comes down and Moose retreats. Chris Bay ends up attacking Rich Swann and he hits the Art of Finesse And then he holds up the Impact title. And that, my friends, is the end of the show. Like I said, I don't know if it's time for Chris Bay to be champ. I don't know. I'm really undecided on that. This was a good match, though. Both these guys brought it for sure. It's a pretty good main event, I have to say. Couple news items that transpired throughout the show was that Impact is doing cameos and they're promoting it. I guess all the cameos, all their wrestlers are under the Impact Cameos umbrella. So Impact has obviously worked out some sort of deal with the talent there. The other thing is that Final Resolution is going to be airing on December 12th on Impact Plus only. I am really excited for that. And also, the Hard to Kill pay-per-view is going to be coming up on January 16th. So we got quite a few events we're going to be looking forward to at the end of this year and the start of next. So I was pretty impressed with this Impact episode, with the exception of Larry D. That just makes no fucking sense to me whatsoever. Was not a fan of that whole thing. Ugh. We'll see if they can redeem themselves next week. I will be back soon. I will be doing, of course, next week's Being the Elite review, as well as next week's Impact. All the events I mentioned coming up, of course, I will be covering for you guys as well. I am so happy that you guys checked out this show. Really means a lot to me. Check out all of our shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. Your support has been tremendous, and we can't thank you enough. Yeah, so that's it for me today. I wish you guys a great day. Take care of one another, take care of yourself, and just remember, it's all one love.